The gap between what we are thinking about and what we are actually doing varies greatly throughout the day. The results show that our minds wander most when we are at work.
That's one small step for man.
Liftoff.
We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you. Thank you for tuning in today's Super You podcast. I'm your host, Eric Quam, and a lot of you know me as Equal Man. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate all the support. We hope the Super You podcast is helping you during these difficult times. And that's why we're giving away my new book. We're giving segments away. Today is one of them. We're going to give away 10 to 20 minute segments of my new book, The Focus Project, because we know so many of you are struggling. We heard from you. You said, hey, move the publishing date forward. So we did. But anyways, thank you for the support. Hopefully you're doing well and enjoy today's Super You podcast. Fika. No matter where we live, we can learn mindfulness from other countries and cultures. A simple Swedish concept is fika. Fika is a laid-back chat over coffee. It's so imperative and embedded in the culture that fika is protected by Swedish law. The working day and even the school day may be interrupted twice for a coffee diversion. The best part of fika is the 7 types of cookies served. Forget grabbing a coffee from the Starbucks drive-thru and drinking it on the go. Fika is all about taking it slow, intentionally pausing for downtime. Sweden isn't alone. Other cultures embrace rituals surrounding coffee and tea breaks. Gemütlicht is the German concept of sitting in a cozy chair, surrounded by close friends and a hot cup of tea, while soft music plays in the background. The art of hygge, a Danish word hard to explain and even harder to pronounce, is so much more than the concept of coziness. Hygge is the concept describing something we want all the time but seldom have. Roughly translated, it means the complete absence of anything annoying, irritating, or overwhelming, with the presence of and pleasure from comforting, gentle, and soothing things. It means creating a warm atmosphere and enjoying the good things in life. It's no wonder that Denmark is considered one of the happiest places in the world. When Danes gather in groups of 2 or more, hygge refers to that sense of friendly companionship when conversation is flowing and toasts are raised. The high season of hygge is Christmas, when glögg, mulled wine, is shared with friends. Friluftsliv is a Norwegian concept that directly translates to free air life. It describes the feeling of being outside, exploring, and appreciating nature. It can include anything from meditating, taking photographs, sleeping outdoors, or even dancing. Practicing friluftsliv doesn't require money, equipment, or a particular setting. It can be as simple as taking a walk outside. Testing all 4 concepts, which, to be honest, are really hard to pronounce, so give me a break here, but it's fika, gemütlicht, hygge, and friluftsliv. Each improve my mood. My favorite is friluftsliv because it requires the least amount of planning, is free, and is healthy. Although, admittedly, the 7 cookies of fika are always a nice option. 3 ways to stop your mind from wandering. Harvard researchers Matthew Killingsworth and Daniel Gilbert found that a wandering mind is an unhappy one. This is alarming since our minds wander 50% of the time. The gap between what we are thinking about and what we are actually doing varies greatly throughout the day. The results show that our minds wander most when we are at work. While this is helpful to know, knowing how to prevent it when we desire to is more helpful. Here are 3 suggestions from the author of Emotional Intelligence, Daniel Goleman. Manage. Manage the items that tempt or distract you. Most items hunkering for our attention are digital. Be mindful. Every few minutes, check in both with your brain and what you're doing. Wait, how did I get in this rat hole when I was supposed to be writing my report? Meditate. This can be as simple as listening to yourself breathe in and out. Goleman indicates that practicing this daily is similar to lifting weights. It's similar to muscle memory. Mindfulness strengthens the brain circuits for noticing when your mind has wandered. letting go and returning to your chosen focus. Kick these 7 time-wasting habits. A majority of these were inspired by best-selling author Tim Ferriss. 1, don't answer unrecognized phone numbers. 2, track your time and eliminate the number 1 time waster. This could be a needy client that you have to set strict parameters around, or it can be a bad habit such as getting lost in social media. 3, every meeting needs to have an agenda, goal, and end time. 4, cut down on small talk without being rude. An easy phrase is, I'm in the middle of something. 5, batch your email. I prefer twice per day. If you're constantly checking email, then you're letting others prioritize your time. Don't check your email first thing in the morning. 6, set time limitations around social media. And 7, make restaurant reservations. A stitch in time saves 9. Change it up. You're way too busy to read this chapter right now. You have too many fires that need to be put out. You have 25 browser tabs open filled with tasks that need tasking. When life gets overwhelming, your default is to double down and work harder, to power through it. You tell yourself to get up an hour earlier, to skip lunch and slosh down another coffee when you start feeling tired. You believe that once you get ahead of this particular mountain of stress, it'll be smooth sailing. The problem is, it's fool's gold. As soon as you scale the mountain, an even bigger mountain presents itself. So the next time life gets overwhelming, instead of doubling down and simply doing more of what you've been doing, do the exact opposite. Change it up. Our brain is constantly working to stay attentive. One study found that when we are listening to a boring professor or speaker, our brain is working on our behalf, rewording the lecture, making it more exciting. Our brain is trying to stimulate us into paying attention, but doing so takes energy. Our brain likes it when we change things up. When can you do more pull-ups? At the beginning of your workout or after lifting weights for 2 hours? Likely at the beginning. Our brain works the same way. Focus doesn't require staring at the latest report for 3 hours if it isn't getting you anywhere. Rather, it's time to switch it up. According to the study, prolonged attention to a single task actually hinders performance. We need to take strategic breaks from the same thing. It's similar to not doing push-ups for 30 minutes straight. Here are some ways that we can change it up while also helping to promote healthy habits. The 20-20-20 rule. We don't know the long-term ramifications of looking at our devices all day, but we do know the short-term impact. The average eye blink rate is 18 times per minute, TPM, and goes down to 4 TPM when working off a digital device. This represents a decrease of 70%. The blue light we are constantly staring into causes eye strain, and the main concern with eye strain is that it often causes our entire body to be tired. To help combat eye strain and increase productivity, I began testing the 20-20-20 rule. So every 20 minutes, take a strategic break for 1 to 2 minutes. Physically move. Usually this is simple as standing up or walking to the drinking fountain. Then look at a fixed object at least 20 feet in the distance for 20 seconds. For example, this could be a tree or a sign. The 20-20-20 rule is popularized by Dr. Jeff Anschell, a specialist in vision ergonomics. Dr. Anschell came up with the idea after seeing many patients coming into the office with strange vision concerns. The only common thread he found were patients using computers for extended hours. The basis behind the 20-20 rule, according to Dr. Anschell, comes from studies that found the benefits of shorter, more frequent breaks for musculoskeletal disorders. He adapted the information to the visual system. While 20 minutes works for most people, it isn't for everyone. You'll need to test what works best for you. Some of you might work best in 30 or 40 minute segments. While the 20-20-20 rule works best for me, here are some other popular power break techniques. Pomodoro technique. The technique's name is derived from the Pomodoro tomato-shaped kitchen timer. In this method, you work for 20 minutes without interruption, then take a 5-minute break. Stretch your legs, grab a glass of water, go to the bathroom. When the timer goes off again, you're back to it. The good news is that after your 4th period, you can take a longer break, 15 minutes or more. I was first introduced to this technique in college when my parents purchased a learning guide for me called Where There's a Will, There's an A. One point that has always stuck with me from that guide stressed that studying in small segments would help increase my retention and allow me to study longer. It dramatically helped improve my grades. While studying at the library, I'd always take a break every 20 minutes and walk to the drinking fountain. If I needed a longer break, I'd walk to the nearby co-eds tables. Occasionally, I would power nap using my textbook as a pillow. Don't judge me. We've all been there. 5217. A study conducted by time management app, DeskTime, finds that the most productive people work for 52 minutes, then take a 17-minute break. The secret to this method's success is 100% dedication theory. In other words, whatever you're doing, give it your complete attention. As DeskTime says, during the 52 minutes of work, you're dedicated to accomplishing tasks, getting things done, making progress. Then, during the 17-minute break, you're completely removed from the work you're doing. You're entirely resting. Pulse and pause. This is the method endorsed by Tony Schwartz of the Energy Project. Similar to the previous techniques, it recommends alternating periods of focus work, pulse, and rest, pause. Each work period in the pulse and pause method is roughly 90 minutes long. Tony's research shows that humans naturally move from full focus and energy to physiological fatigue every 90 minutes. Our body sends us signals to rest and renew, but we override them with coffee, energy drinks, and sugar, or just by tapping our own reserves until they're depleted. My recommendation, as it is throughout this book, is to test these methods to determine what works for you. The common thread is that strategic brain breaks are helpful. For me, the 20-20-20 rule works best. But for you, it might be something else. Alcoholics Anonymous 12 Steps. If you have ever gone through a 12-step program, you may know that it is based on overcoming alcohol addiction. As a result of its longevity and success, the 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous has been used as a basis for many other programs. We can utilize particular techniques from these programs to help us better focus. One such approach helps us determine what not to do. It helps us decide what makes our not-to-do list. Several studies have proven that it's possible to formulate an addiction to our smartphones and social media. If you get anxious when your phone isn't nearby, that behavior is an addiction. There's no other word for it. While in most cases, it's not as severe as an addiction to drugs, alcohol, or pornography, it is still an addiction that must be addressed. Speaking of pulse and pause, I think this is a good place to pause. That's a good segment. I am exhausted because I'm reading this at night. I normally read in the morning because I am a robin. We'll get into that. We actually went over that in a previous episode in the book about being a robin, an eagle, or an owl. I am not an owl, and I'm reading late, so we're going to pause here. I hope you enjoyed this segment, and I hope that you're making your way through the pandemic, and I hope that the Super You podcast is a little bright light of goodness that helps you get through the day. So feel free to send us in your notes. They always get me going. They get me rocking. And I want to thank you for all the support over the years. So without further ado, remember, attack the day before the day attacks you. Remember to have fun and help people, because at the end of the day, it's not what we take from the world. It is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3, 2,
1.
Super, 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 super,
super you.